Senator Pádraig McLachlan. 4 minutes, Senator.
Minister, you'll be familiar with this issue. It's the issue of a number of organisations in Donegal, iCare, based in the Inishowen Peninsula, who work with over 100 families of children and young people with autism. They're an absolutely vital service, not just for the Inishowen Peninsula, but for the wider area of North Donegal. Then there's the Bluestack Special Needs Foundation, based in Donegal Town, who also provide a vital service to a very large number of families in that area of South Donegal. They combined with the organisation Extern to apply for funding under the Ability Programme last year. That's, as you know, Minister, a 16 million programme. It's EU co-financed with the Irish government, delivering to about 27 projects across the state. There was huge controversy last year when iCare, Bluestack Special Needs Foundation and Extern were refused funding. When we looked at the map of the state, there was only one organisation north of this famous Galway to Dublin line, one in Roscommon, that had received funding. Huge controversy, because both iCare and Bluestack Special Needs Foundation have existed for so many years without any substantial state funding. iCare, for my own home peninsula of Inishowen, have been around for 18 years. They have raised a huge amount of money. But these are families who are taking care of their loved ones with intellectual special needs and trying to fundraise huge amounts of money every year. So there was an intervention, and I welcome that, Minister, last year, a very welcome intervention for both organisations. At last, got some funding, because both of them were on the verge of collapse, which would have been a disaster. So I welcome that. But as we are now in 2019, we need confirmation, Minister, and I hope we have it today, that there will be a service level agreement with both organisations and the HSE, and there will be fixed annual funding so that they know where they stand, so that the families know that they have a service. They're not coping from year to year, faced with massive demands of fundraising. They have achieved so much in both organisations. They have huge support in the community. But frankly, Minister, they've been taken for granted for far too long, and we need now urgent intervention. If it isn't confirmed by you today of the funding, there needs to be urgent intervention to get that funding as soon as possible.
First of all, I want to thank Senator Pádraig McLachlan for raising this very important issue, and I'm well aware of his work and support for families and children and adults with disabilities in Donegal area. I want to thank him for raising this issue for funding for iCare Autism Support Group and the Bluestack Special Needs Foundation. As senators may be aware, iCare provides a range of activities for children and young adults with autistic spectrum disorder in the Inishowen area. The organisation also provides supports and services for siblings and parents of children and young adults with autism spectrum disorder. I would also like to acknowledge the Bluestack Special Needs Foundation's extraordinary achievements since it was established in 2006. The foundation operates a range of education, practical and emotion support programmes using a family support model, and provides evening and weekend activities as well as summer camps and a diverse range of activities. Through its funding activities, the foundation has made a very significant donation to charities in the area over a number of years. I understand the Bluestack Foundation has in the past received modest funding through the National Lottery. Following requests for urgent funding last year, and I'm aware of this, the HSE met with representatives of the Bluestack Foundation, and some funding was awarded to assist the organisation. Now, that intervention was done last year. I understand that both organisations have submitted funding applications to the HSE for 2019, and I can appreciate that they are anxious to learn of the outcome. The HSE's National Service Planning Process for 2019 has now been agreed, and budgets are being currently assigned to each community healthcare organisation. Once CHO Area 1 received its allocation, it will be in a position to consider the funding arrangements for individual services and organisations, and this will include yours. As senators may be aware, a number of important developments are underway in relation to disability services in general, and this includes the autism services. In December 2018, Minister Harris announced the publication of two reports in relation to autism services. These include a research report on the prevalence and review of HSE autism services. The HSE review includes a range of recommendations aimed at improving services for children and adults with autism. The Minister has asked the HSE to proceed with implementing these recommendations, and an autism plan will be published later this year. These actions will build on the substantial work already underway in relation to improving autism services and the assessment process in particular. The Government remains committed to providing service support for people with disabilities, which will empower them to live in independent lives. These supports will provide greater independence for people in accessing the services they chose and will enhance their ability to tailor the supports required to meet their needs and plan their lives. Finally, as part of this commitment, a radical programme of reform of disability services is underway. Implementation of these reforms will continue to have a practical and tangible impact on the lives of people and their families. So essentially, the work has gone on, the investment has gone on, the reform has gone on, and now we need to focus in on the organisations raised by Senator Pádraig McLachlan. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister. And Minister, I acknowledge your long campaigning for families with loved ones with disabilities and for persons with disabilities themselves, and your own personal knowledge of what it is in terms of to be a carer. So you will get more than most just how frustrating it has been. And I'm going to tell the story again of iCare that I know so well, based in my hometown of Buncrana. They have been operating for 18 years. And they have got larger and larger in terms of the services that they deliver. They are groundbreaking, working with the local school, Scoil Ishigan in Buncrana, groundbreaking in terms of autism support services. You know, they are a template for organisations across the state, but incredibly, they have done this with their own resources, and they are weary and they are tired. So, Minister, I'm urging you to ensure that. And I note that the HSE will announce a decision soon, that as soon as possible they are given clarity in terms of their funding for 2019, along with the Bluestack Special Needs Foundation. We in Donegal, on a cross-party basis, completely, fully support these two organisations, and we desperately want that they will have state funding that will allow them to continue their important work. So, Minister, I just urge you to continue to keep an eye on this issue and to make sure it's taken home in 2019. And I thank you for being here today in person.
First of all, I want to thank Senator Pádraig McLachlan for his comments in relation to the disability issue. And of course, I do appreciate the work that iCare does. And I've met them before, and I was around last year, the time of the intervention came in when there was an issue there with representatives of Bluestack Foundation. So I absolutely recognise the dedication, commitment and the awesome support services in your own constituency, in your own community. So what I'm saying is the HSE will continue to provide significant support services for children, young adults and their families in the North West. Alternative respite, in-home respite and community-based activity programmes are in place, and the community healthcare organisation area benefiting 157 children and adults with some complex needs. I recognise the commitment of the groups raised here today, and I support and I firmly believe that the community voluntary-based services such as these must be supported as much as possible. I mean, I take your point, I think it's very essential. And if you just look at this year's budget in 2019, we have funding of $1.9 billion was allocated by the Health Service Executive for Disability Services. And what that means essentially is we'll have 8,600 people in residential, we'll have 27,000 people in day services, we'll have respite residential support of 182,500, we'll have personal assistance service of 1.63 million hours, home support services 3.08 hours, and then the good news from people who are living in institutions, we'll be moving 160 more new people out of institutions into smaller community settings. So, of course, we have to invest, we have to reform, and of course, we have to issue to listen to the needs of groups like today, like iCare and the Bluestack Foundation. So, basically, I will go back. I'm listening very carefully to what you said, Senator, and I will push very, very hard on these issues. Thank you.